For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to, oh my God, I was about to say my channel. Do I think I'm making a YouTube video right now? Hi guys, welcome back to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and we're doing a podcast, baby, not a YouTube video. Guys, I am really excited for today's episode. I'm going to keep my intro nice and short because I have a great episode coming your way. Today's podcast, I dive deep with one of my dear friends and fellow entrepreneurs and women in business. Her name is Ashley Marie Gallo, and she is just so incredible. She owns AMG Beauty Bar, which is a beauty bar in my area, and she has been like my go-to girl for specifically eyebrows since 2018, I think it's been, since 2018. I have my eyebrows microbladed by Ashley. I only go to her for my waxings. For my eyebrows, she even like waxed my face last time I went. Like, I just adore her. I adore her energy. And I wanted to bring her on the podcast because she is so incredibly insightful. I think she has a lot of advice you guys will find a lot of value in. And she's incredibly inspiring, motivating, and she really practices what she preaches. She's huge into manifestation, gratitude. She's just like, if I could put Manifest with Tori DeSimone into a person, like, it really is Ashley. And I think you guys are just really going to adore what we talked about today. We talked a lot about how to find your passion and then how to pursue your passion into a career. And if you even want to take it a step forward into a business, how you know if you're ready to start a business or whether you should just remain, you know, like if starting a business is your right path or if it's not. We got to dive deep into that as well. We dive into manifestation. Like I said, she's also pregnant. So we talk about pregnancy, which I never talk about on this podcast. So it's a little bit of everything. And I really think you guys are going to love it. And I'm so excited for you guys to listen to it. So before I jump into the episode, I would love it if you guys could leave a 5-star review, follow Ashley, show lots of support, send her a DM saying that you loved the episode. It would just mean so much. And yeah, I'm so excited for you guys to listen. So without further ado, let's get on to the episode with Ashley.
Ashley, I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God, of course. Is this your first podcast?
It actually is, yes.
Welcome. How does it feel?
Feels great.
Good.
I feel nice and comfy.
Good, as you should. Yeah, I feel like, well, we just had a great dinner. We were talking for like 2 hours. And it just led to such a great conversation that I'm so excited to talk about.
Yes.
Today on the pod. So tell the people about yourself. Give me an elevator pitch of your life and what you do, because I think what you do is amazing. And I just know that the listeners will love you.
So my name is Ashley Marie Gallo. I am going to be 33 on July 4th. I am a Cancer. I have to always mention that. I own AMG Beauty Bar. I'm a professional cosmetic artist. I've been doing makeup for about 15 years now. And I've been doing eyebrows for about 6 years professionally in semi-permanent makeup. and I absolutely love it. And I couldn't be more happier in my life right now, honestly. So, and now I'm just working on building my girls up and getting them even busier, just as busy as me, and, you know, kind of setting the world on fire.
Couldn't love that more. So there's a lot of topics that you and I relate on, and if you and I relate, I know that us and the listeners relate. So a big thing that I hear a lot from my listeners is a lot of them want to turn their passion into their business. But I feel like that's kind of just a really broad theme and you don't always know where to begin. So how did you find your passion in makeup and microblading and knowing that you wanted to make that not only your career, but to open up your own beauty bar from your passion?
So when I was younger, I always would like kind of dabble into my mom's makeup, and I'll never forget her always flipping out because I would touch her most expensive makeup and she would know every time because there'd be like little bits of her shimmer left, and I'll never forget there's this one shimmer I was obsessed with and I would always go in and want to touch it and put it on my eyes
always.
And I'm pretty sure all of us as like little girls have done that.
Oh my
like,
god, yeah, always.
It's like our favorite thing,
the best.
But after high school, I was seeing how everybody was going to college, and personally, college is not for me. I mean,
yeah,
I just felt this urgency for like the beauty world, and I do have people that are in the beauty world in my world, but they actually all do hair. I have one aunt that did makeup, and I really was inspired by her doing makeup. I just loved all the products she had, and I really did admire her and all her work, and like I really did look up to her, and I was like, you know what, I would love to be a makeup artist, but like I know I need a professional background or like a license or some type of education to really back me up for people to take me seriously, because I feel like a lot of makeup artists that just come off the rip and go to work at a beauty counter or something like that, they're not taken as seriously as somebody that has quote unquote a license or got any professional education. So I was like, you know what, I want to go to G Madeline. I want to go to the best like cosmetology school I could possibly go to and see if I want to do hair. It's because I did have a thing for hair.
I can't even imagine you doing hair.
I know. Well, guess what? I'm really good at blowouts.
I believe it. Like, I believe it because your hair always looks amazing.
I should
amazing.
Give you a blowout one day.
I would love that.
Oh my God. I love doing blowouts for some reason, but so I could care less about doing updos and
yeah, I could never
color and cuts.
Doing hair.
Yeah, no, thank you. No. But, yeah, so then I went to G Madeline, and I was so happy that I did get the chance to go there because I think it was an amazing school to go to. And I did hair for like the first year, and I was like, I like this, but I don't know if I'm like obsessed with it. And my mind was kept on telling me like something's like makeup, makeup, makeup. And I was doing people's makeup in school. And like I was cracking up when like the teacher like, oh, so this is how you apply makeup. I literally looked at all the students and I'm like, this is not how you do eyebrows or how you do makeup. Like, mind you, I had no idea even how to do eyebrows, but I knew what they were doing. I'm like, no way.
You're like, this is not it. Yes. This is just simply not it.
Yes. So then I actually was at my aunt's working as a hairstylist. She gave me the most amazing opportunity. She's like, as soon as you graduate hair school, just come work at my shop for a year, see how you like it, this and that. So she gave me a chair right away, which was amazing.
Amazing.
So I was doing men's haircuts, which men's haircuts were kind of fun, but like, it's just funny, like me thinking that I actually did this at one point. Coloring, but I was never really crazy into coloring. Like, so then I was like, let me just quit. As I had to talk with my aunt. I said, listen, I love you, but I need to go do makeup. So I went and applied at Lancome.
No way. Wait, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, at Lancome, okay? And they're like, okay, well, this is what we're going to have to do, and we need you guys to meet this sales goal every week. And I'm like, great, so you guys want us to meet this sales goal when people aren't even walking through your store right now at Lord & Taylor. How am I supposed to get these people to, like, buy this makeup? And on top of it, I was really turned off of like pushing products on the people. That's not who I am. And like, I just felt like I am so authentic. Like, I can't fake something I don't like really fuck with. So if I don't like a product, you're never going to see me sell it. And if you hear me talk about anything, I'm not selling it just because like someone, like, even now, if I people are like, oh, we want you to promote this, I will only truly promote it if I'm like obsessed with it. And if I'm obsessed with it, I will promote the shit out of it because I'm obsessed with it.
As it should be.
Yeah. Like,
and whatever you say, like, because you really do follow that, whatever you say, people trust. And people buy. Like, you've convinced me to buy so many things, and everything that I've bought from you, your recommendation, I've loved.
Yes.
Because it's so true.
Yeah, because I'm not that type of person that's like, let me just push this product on somebody. Like,
totally.
So, worked there for a year. And then they're like, Ashley, you're not meeting your sales goals. And I'm like, yeah, you know, this isn't for me.
Yeah, it's almost like you're more of a saleswoman than a makeup artist.
Yes.
And you wanted to be a makeup artist.
Yes, and all I wanted to do was, like, help women feel beautiful. And I'm like, this isn't really serving my purpose. Like, this is fun when I get to put makeup on. Like, I saw how much I was thriving putting makeup on people when they were sitting at the counter. But then when I would, you know, have to push product on them, I'm like, I don't like this because, number one, I'll be honest with you, I did not, no offense to Lancome, I love their facial products, their makeup, their eyeshadows, lip glosses, juicy lip glosses. If any of you guys are hearing me, I know half of you guys must have definitely loved the juicy lip glosses because they were popping at one point. Like, they really were. Every flavor, I mean, every, like, all the colors. I kind of wish they would also, I don't even know if they still have them. Do you know if they do?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, see, now that's something they should have bringing back, honestly.
Totally agree.
But, yeah, there's some things I love from Lancome, but there's some things I don't, like, I don't always suggest one makeup line. You cannot find everything in one makeup line, personally. I just feel like I loved NARS because NARS was right across from me. I love NARS. I love some things from, like, Chanel, but, like, I just wasn't, you know, like I said, obsessed with the whole. So, moving forward, I quit there, and so happy I did. And I applied for this position at a hair salon to be their makeup artist. And I'm like, this is what I want to do. I want to be, like, the makeup artist at the hair salon, helping all these women make them feel good, like, all this and that and third, whatever. So I applied for the job. I got it. And me and this other artist both got it together, which is cool. So I sat there doing makeup, and with doing makeup there, it was nice, but it was really slow because I was just getting my name out there. Yeah. And, like, I think a lot of people in this industry now, they expect to just automatically, like, pop off as soon as they start. It doesn't 100%. Happen like that.
I could not agree more.
No, and I'm sorry, guys, it took me 15 years to get my name and brand the way it is now today.
And especially with social media, it pushes out the narrative of people's chapter 30, and people that are on chapter one are comparing their chapter one to the established portfolio, to the established clientele, to the established business owner.
Yes.
But you just didn't see chapters 1 through 29.
100%. And that's what I think is, like, it's very delusional for people to think that they can just, you know, hop right on something. And as soon as they get hot, they're like, oh, this is it. And they just gotta start taking off. I'm like, it doesn't happen that way.
Yes.
Sometimes in rare cases it can.
It's rare. It's the exception, but we shouldn't be normalizing the exception.
Yes. And I don't want people to have false, like, hopes of, like, thinking, like, oh, I'm just gonna start this and pop off ASAP.
Yes.
No, baby girl.
And I also feel like pricing. I feel like people come out the gate with pricing that matches leading in the industry, but without the clientele to back it up.
Yes, no, exactly. So
it's, as an outsider, it's interesting to watch. So I totally know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you have help and you have a great mentor to be under, I mean, that's, the ball's more in your court. Like, cause then you've had somebody that, you know, has showed you the ropes and you've been there, done that, which is amazing. But I never had that. So I started off with scratch with no one really. I mean, I've had mentors, but more like life mentors, not makeup mentors. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've been more of a makeup mentor to more women than,
I totally agree,
than having one myself.
You're the real life YouTube makeup guru. You really are.
I should have started a YouTube a while ago, but I can't do
if
that.
If you started a YouTube, Ashley, you would have been, like, bigger than Juicy Star 7. Do you even know who that is?
No.
Okay. That's totally fine.
Yeah, no, but now I'm going to look that up now.
Yeah, you will. She was, like, the OG girly 15 years ago, which is when you were starting, right? It was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was, like, the girl on makeup. I mean, the girl on YouTube about makeup. But anyway,
yeah,
back to your, you were at the hair salon.
I was doing makeup there, and I'll never forget, like, my boss at the time was like, oh, well, if you hit $1,000, you know, in a week, then we'll give you this X amount of commission. And I'm like, wait, I'm not, people aren't even getting their makeup done. So I'm like, what else could I do to make more money, but also like to make people feel better? And the one day, this one girl's sitting in my chair and I'm like, it's eyebrows. I'm like, I need to start doing eyebrows. And like, cause I would start shaping people's eyebrows and I'm like, what is going on with their, like the, that's like such a focal point to the face. So totally. I'm like, I need to start doing people's eyebrows. So no joke, Tori, didn't go any training for eyebrows. Like whatever I learned at G Madeline, like how to wax a strip off, that's it. But like, I literally self-taught myself how to do eyebrows.
Yep.
I never forget, I had my first girl in my chair and I'm like, I'm practicing on you. And she's like, go ahead. And I'm like, thank you. Like, literally.
You were doing eyebrows before it was cool to have good eyebrows.
100%. 100%.
Like, you really were.
And I feel like I started to make people more self-conscious because they're like, oh my God, please don't look at my eyebrows. Yes. And I'm like,
but in a good way. In a good way. Even tonight when we went to dinner, Ashley microbladed my eyebrows, but so they're like perfect, but I filled them in still a little bit because I'm like, I know Ashley's gonna check them.
I was almost gonna be like, Tori, do you want to like go wax really quick? Because I didn't know if you needed one. I would love a wax. I should.
I would literally love a wax.
Started waxing, and then that's how my book just started climbing, because then I really started to like get really into it, and I really started to love eyebrows and started to really build my book, and then my makeup just started taking off, like with doing the weddings. And then my boss at the time was like, you know, you can't be doing too much moonlighting, which moonlighting means doing the same work outside of work that you're doing inside of work. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't really liking that. And I was like, well, no offense, like, you didn't buy my $3,000 kit. I'm supplying all my makeup and I don't like the makeup here in my head, you know. But I did say, I am supplying myself with that much money, with that much makeup. So like, I'm going to have to leave. And then I went back to my aunt that I did hair for the first year. And I was like, hey, Nay. I'm like, what do you think if I start doing makeup and brows at your shop? She goes, girl, you better come right in. So I was at that salon for 4 years, though, the salon I started with, which I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Met so many amazing clients. You know, my boss was very nice to me and everything, but we just had to part ways because I'm like, I need to grow. I'm like a little, I feel like I'm just like, I wasn't growing. Mm-hmm. I needed to grow more. So then after that, went to my aunt's, and my aunt's like, yeah, you can do this here, no problem. And obviously she's my aunt, so like she really did like gave me more of a commission, like really helped me out, really looked out for me. And like, that's like my godmom too. So like, I love her to death. She's amazing. She's such a wonderful woman. And she actually is still running her business till today. She's actually started her business as young as me.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I love her. She's literally the fucking bomb. I mean, literally. So then after that, I worked at Renee's Hair Studio for about 4 years. And I had this girl manager at Salon L, which was quote unquote Salon Le Trois at the time, before Salon L bought Salon Le Trois.
Got it.
And they were like, you know, we'd love to bring you on as a makeup artist. We want to give you this X amount. And I'm like, and it was a bigger salon. Loved my aunt's space, but like, I need to be in a bigger space.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to grow more. I was like, just ready to grow more. And I did not want to leave my aunt. Truly didn't want to, because like, I had it amazing there. But I was like, it's more in the city. I'll get more exposure. And I just felt a calling to it that I was like, I have to take this next step. Like, as much as I don't want to, like, it got uncomfortable for me. I was like, I just got to do it. So I went to Salon L, got to Salon L, had so much fun there, loved it there. I got to a point when I was 24 or 25 that I had like a breakdown. And I'll never forget this, because I'm like, I'm seeing all my friends go on these lavish trips. And I'm like, I can't even go on like a crazy trip because I'm making literally paycheck to paycheck right now. Like, granted, I wasn't paying for where I was living. Like, I had a very, like, still living at home. I had it made there too. But like, at the same time, I'm like, it wasn't enough for me to like do adult things that I really truly wanted to do. So I'm like,
and when you're hustling that hard and working that hard to not see the benefits of it and not like get the fruits of your labor is a really defeating feeling.
Yes. And you're like, am I supposed to be doing eyebrows and makeup?
Right.
Do I even do it?
Like, and then comparison comes in. Totally.
Because then at that point, you're like seeing all your friends, they're working these corporate jobs, making thousands of dollars. And you're like, fuck, like, I'm still trying to build myself. Like,
totally.
What, like, am I a loser? Like, because, you know, back then you told people you're a makeup artist. They're like, oh, you're a makeup artist. Yes. And you're like, and I'll never forget, like, when I told people I wanted to be a makeup artist, like, the looks I would get.
Oh, yeah. And it's not what it is today.
No. Because let me tell you, half of them are, like, eating their words of, yep, you know, looking down on me for even saying, oh, you're just a makeup artist? Yeah. Well, guess what?
Yeah. It's not what it is today.
Exactly. So then one day I came across Instagram. I mean, guys, I'm talking about Instagram when it was, like, first out Instagram.
Yeah, this is, like, Instagram's second day.
Literally Instagram second day of being born. No joke. Yeah. I'm scrolling and I see this girl in Europe. I see these eyebrows and I'm like, what is that? That looks like hair strokes on an eyebrow and it looks like real strokes of hair. So I'm like, I need to do this. I had like it was like an epiphany. I was in the car, I'll never forget it, going to the airport, and I just like, it was like ding. It was like, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing next. And I didn't even know how much this cost. I didn't care what it cost. I said, I need to take this class. I want to make women feel amazing. My eyebrows suck. I want to get this done to my own eyebrows. Like, I need to do this. Like, I can't. Like, I need to do this. So I literally looked it up, found a school. This girl, this woman was all the way from Texas. She was coming to Red Bank, New Jersey the next month. And I said, this is it. She had two fucking spots left. I was able to snag the last spot.
It's amazing.
It's fresh out when microblading just started to have, like, popping off, literally. When did the class? I'll never forget this. My boss goes, I love my boss too. Till this day, I still have a great relationship with my old boss, which is amazing. And I do his wife's eyebrows and his daughter's eyebrows still, which is so cute. But I went to him, I said, this is what I want to do. I want to do this microblading. I was like, and we're going to charge clients $600 a person. He goes, Ashley, there's no way people are going to pay $600 for their eyebrows. I said, do you want to make a bet? And he goes, and I said, listen, I want this X amount of money. And he's like, all right, if you bring in 20, I forget if it was like 20 people, or he said, let me see how many people you bring in first. And I'll see how many people I bring in. And whoever brings in first, the more people within the first month, I'll give you that commission that you want. I said, done. Guess who won?
Hell yeah, you did.
Yes, I did. No offense. It was like 20 clients of mine to his maybe 2, 3, 4, or 5 people he sent me.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, yeah, you definitely can get your commission that you want. You deserved it. Because you busted your ass, and yep, I really did hustle. I mean, guys, I was in public bathrooms at the bars telling the women, you know what? You should totally let me do your eyebrows. I mean, literally, that's
it's the best
networking. How much I hustled.
It's the best.
Just saying. I mean, listen, I don't got to be drunk to be nice to people. You know what I mean? I'm nice regardless. It doesn't matter.
So true.
At all. I could be dead sober, and I just want to help women out and make them feel good. But, yeah, so I did that for 2 years, and then, you know, I was there for 2 years, loved it. And I was just like, you know, I feel like it's time for me to open up my own place because I started to get booked out 4 or 5 months in advance. And I'm like, wow, like, okay. Like, I loved his place, but that was a hair salon.
Right.
And I didn't feel like I fit in there. I feel like I need my own entity. And there was no other places that you'd be like, oh, let me go to this microblading place. There was no places like that around.
Yeah, you were the first in the area.
Yes, like one of the first, like, I'd microblading say, and makeup combined.
Yeah, I'd say one of the first in the industry. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I really think you disrupted the industry, which is such an amazing thing to do, to come into such an established industry and create something new. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
No, totally. I feel like there's maybe one or two people in Philly, but outside of Philly, there was no one in our area, especially, yeah, that were not even doing it. So I know for a fact I was the first one in my area tri-state area, if you want to say, like, that started doing this, mm-hmm. combining just makeup and eyebrows and not doing any other services in there. No spray tanning, no Brazilian waxing, no lash extensions, just straight eyebrows and makeup. You know what I mean?
So lash extensions even a thing then? I feel like that wasn't even...
Lash extensions?
Yeah.
I feel like they're really popular within the last, like, 2-3 years right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I feel like they weren't even... They were, like, on the come up.
Yeah, they were like almost like micro, like they came up, yeah, really a lot, because I feel like a lot more people started to get them because they just
now lash
quick.
Studios are everywhere, but like
what, you see so many lash studios,
yeah,
it's like a nail salon anymore.
Yes, yes.
But see, you got to be careful which one you choose because you never know what you're gonna get.
So true, preach it.
Always look at the reviews on Google. That's all I'm gonna say.
And Yelp, it is so fun. Yelp. If you're bored, you guys know that's one of my guilty pleasures.
Yelp for
that.
Everything, food especially.
Yeah, but like my guilty pleasures is like I'll go on Yelp and read reviews of like bad reviews of hair salons. It's terrible. It's terrible, but I like can't stop reading it. I don't know why. Anyway, always check the reviews.
No, you do. No, you really. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
That totally.
Yeah, reviews are everything.
Yeah, so yeah, then I did that and I told my boss, I said, listen, like I think I'm ready to open my own place. And he goes, he's like, Ashley, you think I'm dumb? He's like, I knew you were gonna want to open up your own place at one point. He's like, I know how you are. He's like, it's just that's you.
I love that he gets it.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think what he respected the most is I told him about it and I was just so transparent with him from the start, because I did tell him before I even started doing microblading, I'm like, listen, like at one point I may want to open up my own place at one point, I don't know, only because like I said, I wanted to be a niche type of company where like it's just eyebrows and makeup, it's not all this other stuff that's combined all within like what a hair salon does, you know what I mean? Because hair salons sometimes are like, oh, we have a spa, we can do waxing. I'm like, I think those things should be really kind of more separate. I think a hair salon should just be a hair salon. Spa should just be a spa. Now a makeup center, makeup studio should just be a makeup studio and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So yeah, then I opened up my own place and it was everything I could ever wanted. And, you know, I talked to you about how I manifested that into what I wanted it to be. And I even manifested it before I even had it. So how I really manifested it is, you know, I had the idea, I'd walk into the salon actually and pretend it was my place.
I love that.
No, literally.
Love that.
And I kind of like felt like in my mind, it was like I had my own little section off to this one side and like his salon was, I mean, it's gorgeous, beautiful salon, huge. I mean, I had the one wing all to myself and it was like, I made that like as if like that was my own space. You know what I mean? And like, I just respected my boss so much. Like he was such a great, like they were both so amazing to me, the husband and wife. So I mean, literally, I'm so grateful for them. Like they really treated me like family, and I feel like that's, I always keep it 100%. I tell people honesty is the best policy.
Yeah,
no matter what you're trying to do in life.
Yeah, and no matter how difficult the conversation,
correct,
how uncomfortable it might be, the truth always comes out and you may as well just be honest.
100%, because I noticed that the people that do lie, like they don't always get off on the right foot and it's awkward. It's weird. It's like, like I said, honesty is best
policy.
Honesty
is always the best. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. What I took from your story of how you started out and where you are now are a couple takeaways that I loved. The first is that you tried on so many different hats. Like you tried everything. You tried hair. You tried makeup at the sales counter. Like you tried on so many different hats, for lack of a better word, to figure out what you liked and what you don't like. Do you think anyone listening to this that is in a position where you were 10 years ago, where they want to find their passion, but they don't know what it is yet? Is that what you'd recommend, to just try out a bunch of things that they like and see what sticks?
Yes. But I always say, don't try doing 5 different things at once.
Okay.
So if you're going to stick with stuff in beauty, dabble in little things that you feel like you're going to really like. And then if you find the little niche that you find, run with it and stick with it. It's going to be hard, guys. Like mm-hmm. It's not easy. Like
if it was easy, everyone would do it.
100%. And like people come to my place and they think, oh, wow, this, you just did this overnight. And I'm like,
yes.
No, you have no idea. I've been doing this for the last 15 years of my life. Yes. And like,
and to see how fun it is. And they're like, I could totally do this. But yeah.
It takes a lot of patience, a lot of hustle and a lot in believing yourself, truly. I mean, like I said, like there's so many people too I wanted to like kind of prove wrong and be like, oh, you think I'm just a makeup artist? Wait until you see until I open up AMG and then you guys are like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And now they're like, wow, you have your business, what, for 5 years now? I said, yeah. Because guess what? Most businesses fail after 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's a lot in believing yourself and really like finding your passion. And to be honest with you, Tori, it's not about the money to me. Like when I found out microblading was $600, my jaw dropped. I was like, $600 for brows? I'm like, what? And I'm like, at first I'm like, oh my God, Ashley, are you really gonna be able to find people to pay that? And I'm like, yes, the fuck you are. Because guess what? You're not doing this for the money at the end of the day. You're doing this for the satisfaction of making that client feel amazing. Like, and I almost was like, should I be a doctor and then put hair in people's eyebrows? And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, wait, we're going way too far off the board here. I'm like, no.
I love that.
No, I was like, we're just gonna stick to the semi-permanent makeup.
Hell yeah.
Because I was not going to school for 10 years, I'll tell you that. Just to implant eyebrow hairs. But
oh my God, what would that make? That would make you a doctor. We'd have to call you Dr.
No, literally.
Ashley Marie Gallo.
Yeah, do you know those procedures actually go for like $5,000, the hair transplants. I've had clients actually had real hair. They pull from the back of your neck and they actually—
For their eyebrows.
For their eyebrows. They'll pull from the back of your neck and they'll implant it in your eyebrow and then it grows. But the hairs grow insane, like thick and very long. Very long. I had actually two clients that I saw. The hairs lay very weird and you have to really train your hair. So if you're patient with it, it can look really well, like well done, but you have to be super patient with it. Like, you know whose eyebrows I'd love to see close up is Chrissy Teigen's. John.
Yes.
John's wife.
Yes.
She got it done and like her brows look amazing from far, but I'm like, I just want to see her eyebrows like close up, like how good it looks, because I'm sure the person that did an amazing job and they do look great in her photos. So I'm like, damn, like that does look good. But I'm like, I think it all depends on who you go to too, you know?
I need to Google her eyebrows right now. So I know, I love that we're on a first name basis with John Legend.
Yeah.
John's wife, you say?
Yeah. John Legend's wife.
No, I love that. But that's so interesting. I didn't know you could even do that.
Oh, it's wild.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, no. People and, like, I just would not spend that money, though, to get that done. Even my own eyebrows. Like, when I got my eyebrows microbladed, I mean, guys, this was life-changing to me. Like, the most life-changing, like...
Ashley gets her eyebrows microbladed.
Yes, and I traveled 3 hours to my girl in Virginia.
I see what you mean with Chrissy Teigen's eyebrows. I'm looking at them on Google. I see exactly what you mean. Very interesting.
Yeah, you can't see them close up, though. Like, I want to see close up, and I can't get any photos close up.
Yeah, she has makeup on in all these pictures. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, she's beautiful regardless. I don't even think she really needs the procedure. But I think that's really cool, like, that, you know, she openly talked about it. Because now if it's people that really want it done, they know that they can have that possibility or get microbladed or beyond braid, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's, I think it's really cool. But like I said, getting back to their passion, I really feel like there's a lot of people that try to do multiple different things. And I feel like that's where people get lost.
Yes.
And they kind of almost get dig themselves in a hole and they're like, fuck, like now I really don't know what I want to do.
Yes.
And
trying on too many different hats at one time.
Too many different categories.
Too many. You're trying on hats and shirts and pants and the whole nine yards when you just got to stick to one field, essentially.
100%.
So you like within that field.
Yes.
And your interest, like it has to be something that you naturally like. Like
you can't follow after people too. I'm really big into like, I didn't follow anybody into like, I was inspired by my aunt that was a makeup artist. And then my own imagination took off from there. And that's really like where it came from. So it's not like I sat there and was like, oh, I'm going to do this because this girl's doing this and she makes so much money.
Right.
The money didn't matter to me. It was about the satisfaction of making that woman feel that confidence is like, it's priceless to me. I always tell people, I'm like, if you tell me you feel gorgeous, I'd rather hear you tell me that you feel gorgeous than you tell me I look gorgeous. Like, I don't want to, like, that doesn't, what makes me thrive is like, damn, I look good. And I'm like, yes, the fuck you do, babe.
Yes. And you also didn't have a blueprint to follow.
No like, blueprint. Nothing.
Yeah. There was no one to look up to and be like, oh, that's what I want to do one day.
No.
You had to navigate your own path, which is another thing that I took away from what you were saying that I loved and that we talk about a lot on the show
is navigating your own path in an already established industry, which is really hard to do, and you did it flawlessly. You really did.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I learned so much along the way, though. Trust me. Still learning.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I feel like you are very good at remaining a student to your craft and to your art.
You have to. I feel like if you get too big-headed in this, I mean, where's your growth going to be then? Where else are you going to be growing? I'll always will be a student, because I feel like even as a business owner, I know so much now as a business owner, but there's still more I can even know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
I also loved that you took a chance on something so unknown. One of them was microblading. Like, you literally just went to this class barely knowing what it, am I right? Like, you barely knew what it was.
Had no idea.
Yeah. And you just took this class and was like, this is the coolest thing ever. And I feel like, especially now with social media, there is so much comparison that goes on, that if you feel like you're already behind, I think the fear of being behind just stops people altogether from going after something that they might even think is cool or that they might even want to pursue. But how are you supposed to know if you never try? So I think going to that class, not knowing what microblading was, and then taking it a step farther, opening up a beauty bar, not knowing if, yes, you had a clientele, but was that clientele going to translate to your own beauty bar enough to sustain the overhead, to sustain the rent, to sustain a staff? There's so many unknowns when taking a leap of faith, and you did that so many times throughout your story, and I think it's really inspiring to anyone listening.
No, and you know what, though, Tori, like, honestly, I felt like when I was ready to open my beauty bar, like, someone was like, no, Ashley, you're ready. And like, and in my mind, I said, you're going to gain those clients. There's, I'll never forget the day I graduated from doing the microblading class. I was so hype. I said, I'm going to be the best microblader, like, in this world. Like, I'm going to kill it. Like, I'm not scared. Like, I'm ready to do this. And I just said, I'm going to be booked out for 6 months. Tori, I'm not kidding you. I've been booked out the last 6 months for the last 5 years.
That's amazing.
And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but like, it's because I believed in me doing that. And I was just like, I just want to kill it in eyebrows. Like, you know what I mean? And listen, trust me. I mean, guys, if you saw my microblades from when I started to now, I mean, it is night and day. I mean, I really had to advance myself in my craft, because my teacher was good, but I felt like now there's so many better schools. So when people ask me, like, oh, where should I go get trained? I recommend them to the best school, only because I know that there's better schools out there now that can train you better, that have better products, everything. Like, I was not the best microblader when I first started microblading, but I was one of the first ones to microblade. So when people heard about microblading, they're like, oh my God, you can add hairs to my eyebrows. I'm like, yeah, but like, if I go look at my work, I'm like, yikes. Like, I really talk about going from zero to 100.
yes. And that's so many industries. Like, regardless, like, when you guys are listening to this, it's in every single industry. Like, I even think back to, like,
you have to fail
classes. I can't believe people came. I literally can't believe people. Not only did they come, but they paid money to take that class. Like, I should give everyone a refund. It's so embarrassing.
My OGs, I will hook up till the death of me. I'm like, let me totally revamp these. I just revamped someone's eyebrows. Literally, I haven't done her eyebrows in 5 years. She's one of my OGs. She looked at her eyebrows. She's like, Ashley, holy shit. Like, she's like, whatever you did that first time, like, that was good. But she's like, this is on a whole other level. I said, girl, I got you. I told you.
I love that. I couldn't love that more. Yeah, it's true. Like, you're always going to change. You're always going to evolve.
Oh my God, you got to be your worst critic. I still to this day, I'm my own worst critic. Like, I pick apart my work. Like,
but you also are good at complimenting yourself. Like, you know your worth at the same time.
Oh, now I do. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean, I've done so much. I put so much passion and, like, work into it. And I really love doing it. You know what I mean? Like, and I just love practicing it. Yeah.
It really does show. So I know we talked a lot about comparison and building a book, but I think it's also important to dive into building a brand before there comes a business.
Oh, 100%.
Dive into that for me. Like, how did you build your brand?
How did I build my brand? Honestly, I think just truly by being me, number one. I feel like a lot of people are scared to, like, be themselves. I treat a lot of my clients like they're legit family or friends.
I can attest to
like,
this.
So yeah, true. I mean, yeah, Tori literally came in. Like, I didn't really even know Tori before.
Yeah, how did we meet?
Instagram. I feel like you found me on Instagram.
Yeah, I think you're
And you were like, I've been following your work. I really want to get microbladed. And like, you're best around. I want you to do my brows. And I'm like, girl, let's do it.
Yep.
So, and then, you know, now me and Tori, she's like a very good friend of mine. So it's like, it's nice that like I built relationships like that.
I'm family.
So yeah, it's, I don't know. I just feel like, and if I click with somebody, it's like I have that click with them forever. And like there's clients I've had now for 10 years. And like me, we'll be sitting there. I'm like, we've been in each other's life for 10 years. So they're like, Ashley, you're having a baby now. Like I can't, this is insane. It's like it's crazy, you know? So, you know, and the people that don't stay with me forever, I'm fine with that too. But like the people that have been with me, they've seen how much growth I went through from day one to day to, you know, year 10 or year 15 at this point. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I've had clients that have followed me from the first salon that I was at all the way to where I'm at now. I mean, they followed me around. Like at one point when I was at Salon L, I worked at Salon L in North Wales and in Manayunk. So I was going back and forth every week to both salons. Like, it's crazy.
Talk about hustler.
Literally.
So. But you know what has stayed true throughout all the years is your authenticity.
Yes. And I feel like that's with part of me building my brand. Like, I don't listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. Like, I mean, and Tori knows this too. I'm very straightforward with people in the nicest way. Like, I don't bullshit. I'm not here to give you a compliment if I don't believe in it. Like, you're going to get very raw pureness from me because that's just how I am. That's how I'll be. And I mean, I really love hyping people up too. And I love being people's hype man. Like, that's just how I am. I want everyone to feel good, but I also will put you in your place in the nicest way. And I don't like being disrespected. You know what I mean? I love to respect everybody. I feel like everybody deserves the same respect. But, you know, don't disrespect me or my employees because I have no problem politely telling you how it is, you know?
You are so Italian and I love it so much.
Yeah.
That's how it is. No, really how it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
So do you have any tips for anyone that wants to start building their brand, but they don't know where to begin? Can be in any industry. It could be if they want to become an influencer, any way at all.
Number one is be original. Like, you can have people that you look up to, but you cannot be doing the same things that these people are doing.
Totally agree.
You have to find what offsets you and what makes you different from everybody. And I mean, honestly, being your true self, I think, is what really makes you build your brand. I mean, truly. I mean, just you being you. We're all unique in our own ways. We're all beautiful in our own ways. Like, we all have something to offer. Like, but it's how you present it, how you're going to run it. And I don't know. I feel like it's such a originality to not fitting in.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian posted a selfie and her caption was, "You can copy the recipe, but the sauce won't taste the same."
That's one of my favorite quotes. I love it.
I literally love Kim Kardashian. The fact that she posted that was amazing. But it's so true. Like, it really is. When we were talking about this at dinner, like, if someone wants eyebrows from Ashley, like, they're going to go to you to get them. You know what I mean? He's totally fine.
Guard dog.
I hope people can hear it because everyone wants a dog at home. No, but it's so true. Like, if they want eyebrows from Ashley, like, they're going to get eyebrows from Ashley. And yes, you can teach it. You can train it. You can try and duplicate it, but it's never going to be the same.
Your experience with me versus with others is always going to be different. Like, yeah. And that your experience with other people might be absolutely amazing too. Like,
yeah.
But it's, I find that I attract certain personalities and I love it. I feel like I attract the most amazing clients, which if any of my clients are listening, I love you guys so much. And I just feel like I attract people that are genuine, loving, loyal people. And like the people that fell off and that are not with me anymore, I feel like there's a reason for it. And that's okay too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like everyone sometimes wants to try something different and that's cool. You know what I mean? Either way, whatever way you want to go. But I don't know, like with just building your brand, I just feel like you have to have your own originality. You can't try to like do other things other people do. You really got to find what's going to make me even be quote unquote weird.
Yeah. Or what different. Makes you unique? What demographic are you speaking to? What niche are you fitting into or creating? Yeah, I totally agree. Just completely.
Yeah. Especially with yours. I'm sure like you feel like you had to create your own with like Stride. And
I mean, even with Spin, like, when I entered the game as a 19-year-old spin instructor, like there were no 19-year-old spin instructors. Like I was one of the first. And then,
by the way, I love that name Stride. Like,
thank you. Thank
ride
you so
and stride.
Thank you so much. You totally get it. Yeah, but like it there weren't young spin instructors at the time. You know what I mean? And I was like, I don't know why, because this is awesome. And I would love for girls that are my age to be coming to spin classes. Like I think it would just be so great for girls my age. But yeah, just couldn't agree more with what you're saying with building a brand. And I feel like the brand has to come first. With the brand comes the clientele. And then with the clientele comes the business. So it's not just, oh, I love this, let me go open up a storefront. Or I love this, let me just run right away to go.
It's building relationships.
Yeah.
I didn't treat my clients like they're, oh, you're a dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign.
Yeah.
A lot of places you go to, they're all like, you need to do X amount of people this day. And you need to fit them on this time block.
Yeah.
My own boss was like, Ashley, you take the time that you want. I don't care what you want to do, however you want to do it. And I'm like, thank you. And now until this day with my girls, I said, guys, you want to spend 2 hours on someone's makeup? I'll let you spend 2 hours on someone's makeup.
Yeah.
This is not a shot that, oh, let me see how many clients we can get in one day. I mean, I'll be honest with you, as a business owner, I don't sit there and look at my numbers every night like, oh my God, we need to hit this number by the end of the week.
Yeah.
I think that is so poisonous to a business.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, we are doing absolutely amazing, but like, I just don't think you need to sit there and look at the dollar signs all the time. Mm-hmm. You need to focus on building the friendships, the relationships, the just like the community around you. You know what I mean?
Totally agree. And we're not saying don't do the business. We're not saying don't open the business. We're saying there's just steps that come before it. If you want a successful business.
100%, yeah.
And the longevity of the business. We encourage everyone to open it. We think it's great being entrepreneurs and business owners. We love it. But with that, are there any cons that you've experienced?
I mean, listen,
expecting?
Like I was telling you at dinner earlier tonight, if there was an AMG, I mean, if it was almost like mine, I personally probably would have never opened up an AMG because with how much stuff we have to deal with and like, you know, with the overhead and like all the other expenses that come along with having a business. If I could have just walked into an AMG and been said like, let me do makeup and microblading, done deal. I would have never even opened up my own place. I tell my girls this too, because like no one really knows how much and how much money goes into what we're doing, mm-hmm. You know? And like, granted, I'm very thankful that I can do this and provide a beautiful space for the girls and for myself every day. But at the same time, if I could have it easier, I would definitely do that. But there was no AMGs. And the place that I wanted to create like this heavenly, peaceful, but like fun, upbeat vibe, it's like I kind of wanted a mix of everything. And like there's no places that I could personally say that I saw that. I was like, oh, this is it. Like, no, I was like, I needed to create this atmosphere for me to really thrive into, walk into every day. I mean, I walk into IMG and I'm so happy every day because like I walk into a bright, spacious place that's like filled with so much love and like there's so much respect between me and my employees. And like, I love my girls. Like we're just a little sisterhood, you know, and that's important to me too.
And it does pose a question like, are you, we'll take your career for example, doing makeup and microblading. Do you want to be the best makeup and microblader? Or do you want to be the best makeup and microblader along with owning a business? They're two very different roles. And I feel like when you jump into the, I want to go open up a business mindset, you really do take on an entirely different role that can take away from what might be your real passion, which is makeup and microblading.
100%.
Something to consider.
100%. And that's another thing. Like when you're being a business owner, you can't always then focus on the main other things that really drove you to get to that spot.
Yes.
I mean, if you've been doing it years and then you go to do it, it's kind of different because then you're already in the knack of like doing it. But if you're still trying to build yourself with your microblading, your makeup and stuff, and then you go to open a business and you'd be a little tough because you're like, fuck, what did I just do? Like, yes. I'm still trying to like get better at this, but I can't get better at this because I got to do this now. And you just, it's a never ending then at that point.
Yes. It's getting a lot of hands in the cookie jar.
Literally. It just, yeah. And it gets overwhelming.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's taking on a lot of roles at one time.
It takes a village. And I know you know
it
this.
It takes a village
to run your business. You're not by yourself.
No, you need other support. You're never by yourself. Yes. There's always, yeah, it's not a one person job.
No.
Ever. You're huge with manifestation and I love that. So do you do anything to practice manifestation in your day-to-day life?
What I do in my life to manifest, there's a few things that I do, but every morning I actually have a sound bowl. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. My girls got it for me for my birthday. My AMG so girls. It was the sweetest thing. Yeah.
Did you know that you can go on Spotify and listen to a sound bath in the morning?
Oh yeah, but having ones like a whole is even better because you feel the vibration through there. But to have one and do it, the vibration of it is the most magical, coolest feeling. I mean, so not everybody's all into that, but I really believe that. In like it's a very. My girlfriend actually does. That like she can actually go to play people's places and like entertain them and like she does, she has like five of them.
Oh my god, you should do that at your baby shower.
Oh, you know what? I I wish
that, but
no,
would that be won't amazing. Be
no. I feel like everyone's gonna be way too excited. That's not gonna be like a totally chill, relaxing agree. Experience.
I totally agree.
But no. So to manifest every day, I really don't think hard into manifesting, quote unquote. Like it's, and that's what manifesting isn't, thinking hard into what you want. It's just basically putting it out there and telling yourself you want it to happen and kind of like just being appreciative of the moment, being present.
Yeah.
Like I know sometimes we want to get ahead of ourselves and be like, oh, I want this to happen already. But like sometimes I feel like we really have to appreciate this now, like me and you talking, having this conversation right now.
Yep.
Like we're being in a comfortable environment and like we can have a thorough, flowing conversation. Like, I don't know. It's just, I wake up every day though. And I mean, literally wake up every day and I'm thankful for the bed that I slept in. Like, I mean,
so important.
And some of you guys might think this is weird, but I really don't care. Like I thank even like the food that I'm about to put in my mouth down to like the uterus that is holding my beautiful baby right now down to my feet that are able to walk. Like, I mean, down to my breath that I'm breathing every single day down to like even my beating heart. Like, I think like that is what I put towards every day. Like so much gratitude and so much love towards, because I'm like, if I didn't have any of those things, I wouldn't be who I am right now. I wouldn't be able to be Ashley.
You do. You know what I mean? You practice gratitude every single day. You put on your Instagram every day. You always put a quote every morning.
Yes. No, I really, I mean, what I quote, what I put on my posts is like, I practice what I preach. Like, you know what I mean?
You really do.
And I've been through very horrible fucking things in my life. So growing in a childhood where I went through like a lot of struggles with my parents and my family to like where I am now. I mean, I've turned my life into such a beautiful space, and I'm so happy to like, and so proud of myself to get to where I was at. Cause I like literally, I always say it's like the Biggie quote, I turn my life in from a negative to a positive. I literally have done that. I've been on the negative side. I've been depressed. I've been super like, I even been suicidal at one point, like when I was in high school, and I turned all that around and I was just like, I don't want to be this person, but it's such a major choice you have to make. And like, you go through so much discomfort and you have to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm telling you guys, love overall is what wins anything. Like any day, I don't care what anyone says, like love is the most beautiful, magical, most amazing thing. Like just even sharing love with people, but shit, being in love with yourself is like a whole different level, because then you really can't have anything touch you when you really love yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She really does practice what she preaches. Like at dinner, I was like being shady. She's like, no, I'm really just so grateful for this life. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, listen though, it took me 10 years to get to where I'm at. And like, I'm still, I always tell people, you're never fully healed. You're always going to be on a healing journey. Mm-hmm. So like, there's things that I wasn't perfect about, like growing up, and like, especially as in starting my business, there's so many things I had to learn. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm just so thankful because I'm in such a beautiful space and I've ever been in my entire life now at like the age of 32 that like, I'm grateful for all those horrible things that have happened to me, because if they didn't, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, you know?
And now you're pregnant.
Yes. And this is my next fun journey. This is like my next step.
Are you loving it?
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm just thrilled that we can actually talk about pregnancy on this podcast, because I know some listeners are pregnant and this is not the pregnancy podcast that they would like go to, because clearly I'm not pregnant, but I want to talk about it.
We can talk about it.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
How's it been working like while pregnant? It's been awesome.
Oh yeah. No, I love it. Yeah. I mean,
and I'm sure your clients love it because they've been with you for years and years and years.
Oh, so they see that for that. Some of my clients are like, Ashley, I didn't even know you wanted kids. I'm like, how could you ever say that? I was like, I love kids. I just like, because they see me like on this like high life, like just not like traveling and like,
yeah,
being with my boyfriend. Like they didn't think that I would ever like want to settle. Like some of my family members are like, you're pregnant? You're having a kid? And my girl was like, I thought I'd never live the day to see you pregnant. So like, I'm like, grandma, I had to have a baby while you're here. Get out of here. Are you serious?
I love that.
So no, but this is what I feel like is like my next step in life. I feel like I'm 32. I feel like I did all my partying. I did all my traveling. Even though I still want to travel the entire world, but you know, COVID kind of screwed that up because I was supposed to go to Thailand in 2020. And then that totally just broke everything. So at one point, I will get to Thailand, I promise you. But
Now you can bring your daughter.
Now I can bring my daughter,
which is
yes, exactly.
More exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, you definitely, I remember, I think it was the first time you microbladed me, and you were like, you have to come to Vegas with me. I know all the DJs. I can get us into Calvin Harris backstage. I'm like, perfect.
Still kind of, you want to do that.
So yeah, you lived, you're ready for your next chapter.
Yeah, no. So I feel like this time, like in my career, I'm able to like put a little pause on my career and really get to this point. Cause like I always wanted a baby. And when I manifested having a baby, believe it or not, I swear to God, I literally said
how'd
to my-
how'd you do that? What were you saying to yourself?
So I literally like was looking down my belly one day and I was just like talking to my body. And I'm just like, I'm ready for this next step to have like a baby. Like I would love to have a baby. Like I feel like my body's ready for it. And I always thank my body for just being healthy. You know what I mean? Like every morning I just wake up and I'm saying, I am love, I am light, I am health, and I am wealth. So
I love that.
Just by like
wait,
saying,
you should repeat that again one more time for the people so they can write that down. Cause that, I think that's amazing.
I am love, I am light, I am health, I am wealth.
I love that.
Yeah. So
everyone write that down and say it to yourself every day.
And it's just super simple. And it's, but you know, a lot of people, like, you know, there's so much positive talk at this point. If you don't really believe in it, it's not going to have any effect on you.
Totally.
And I don't want people to get this wrong. If you're in a bad space, you need to stay in that bad space and you need to slowly come out of it. I always tell people, you don't go from being depressed to happy. Like you go from being depressed and we got to crawl up to zero, get to that neutral spot. And then you can start slowly climbing up to the happy ladder, because it's not healthy for you to just be like, oh, I'm happy now. Like you can't do that. So yeah. I don't, I feel like I really had to work hard to get to my super happy spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where would you say you are on the scale of 1 to 10 of your happiness right now too? Like all together?
I'd give myself like a solid 5.5.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you seem like you're really happy to me.
I am really happy, but kind of what we talked about at dinner, like I'm excited for what's to come. I don't know what that is yet though.
But that's exciting though, even just saying that.
Yeah, that is exciting. Okay, I guess I'm happier than I lead on.
Yeah. I am
very happy.
I was going to say like 8, 9 for you, but.
Okay. Okay, I'll take an 8. I was going to say 6. I'm like, 5.5.
Yeah, because you don't come off to me. Your energy doesn't come off to me
like
that.
I'll take an 8, though. Yeah. I'm generally a very happy person.
Yeah, no, you are. I feel like you're very always very pleasant to be around.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, but like I feel like that's important, too. Like always checking in with yourself. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm okay with, like I said, putting my career on pause, like for a little bit. And now I'm just trying to grow my artists. I'm trying to get them, yes, like, at a state where, like, they feel confident. They're, like, ready for the next spot. Like, I have a new upcoming artist happening that I'm training right now. Super excited for her. That's her so name's exciting. Larissa.
Hey, girl.
So I have Larissa, Mia, and Megan, and they're fabulous, and I love them. Megan just went on maternity leave, so she's actually coming back. So it's just really cute because she just had her baby, and now I'm going to have my baby. Yes. She had the first AMG baby.
But yours is the first official AMG.
Yeah, she's the first little AMG.
From AMG herself.
So I'm super excited to have Megan back, and I'm super excited to have Mia and Megan running my shop while I'm going on maternity. So I trust those girls with everything, and you know, I'm so proud of them, and to see their growth just makes me so happy. And now I'm just ready to have Larissa now get up and running. And, you know, I'm just excited to like bring that energy and I feel like I have a solid tribe, yeah, you know, and that's important to me.
Yeah. And then like how cool, like you can bring your daughter into that space.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's just going to be like, it's going
to
be so
I was awesome. Like, she doesn't even know yet how spoiled she's about to be.
No, she really has.
Oh, you
no
want your
idea.
Eyebrows done and your makeup done? No problem.
She's going to be waxing our eyebrows before I know it. I'm going to walk in. She's going to be 5. She's gonna be like, oh, Tori, you need to get that fixed.
I know. My client's like, that kid's going to come out with perfect eyebrows. I'm
yeah,
like,
she
we'll
is.
See.
She is. We know that when she's like 10, her eyebrows will already be perfectly microbladed.
Literally, she's going to be the flyest little girl in school.
It is so true. She is so cool. Something else that I really liked that we talked about at dinner was you mentioned that you're so satisfied and you're so happy in your life,
yeah,
but you still vision growth.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
And I love that. How do you maintain a growth mindset even while you're incredibly satisfied?
I mean, listen, there's times where I'm like, I should be doing more. And then I'm like, Ashley, you are doing more. You need to do a little bit less. But at the same time, I know I feel like when we put too much pressure on ourselves to be like, oh, I need to do this now, like it creates anxiety for no reason. And I'm going to be honest with you. I live a very anxiety-free life, and I plan to keep it that way.
Literally how? Give me all the tips.
I don't put pressure on my future anymore like where I used to. Where I'd be like, oh my God, I need to have this house. Oh my God, I need to have this car.
And how did you escape that mindset?
Stop the comparison of others with yourself.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
And no, it really is. Like, I always tell, I'm like in tunnel vision at this point. Like,
I love that.
I don't care where other people are at. Like, I don't care what other people's numbers are. Like, I know how well we're doing, and that's all I really care about. And I'm not about quick satisfaction. Mm-hmm. I'm about stable, consistent progression, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. It does.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, some people just want to, like, just like I said, they like want to like start something and take off like that. Mm-hmm. I'm all about now, Ashley, you don't need to, I don't know. Like I said, my girls that are going to be growing, they're going to start doing ombre eyebrows. I'm already started doing ombre, but they want to start doing it now because they see how much I love doing it. And they're like, mm-hmm, I want to do ombre now. They really don't want to do microblading. And I'm fine with that. I said, I want you guys to do what you love. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to push you guys to do something that you're not. So that's my growth with having this baby and then growing after this. You know, I'm thinking I want to do maybe training as I get older now. and then maybe even like open up a place in a totally different location. But I also don't want to do franchising. I want my place to be niche. I don't want a place where, oh, there's 10 girls that work there and you can go see any of the 10 girls and they're all good.
Yeah.
It's not a nail salon to me. No offense. This is, it's such a beautiful, original type of art that I feel like should not just be scattered and spread out thin. I feel like it needs to stay thick. Does that make any sense?
Totally.
So I'm trying to, I want to stay thick and I plan to stay thick.
I love that.
Like, so I just feel like that's going to have to happen over time. I need to be patient with it. I can't just be like, oh yeah, let me just go open up another AMG. No, no, no.
If everyone was invited to the party, it wouldn't be exclusive.
Exactly. It just would take, I think it would just dull a brand mm-hmm. very quickly, where you want it, like I said, you want to keep a thick mm-hmm. type of consistency. You don't want to spread thin and then, because everyone's going to be doing something. I mean, look how many like makeup and like microblading places there are now.
Yeah.
It's so, so many true. Everywhere. I mean,
yep.
you really have to pick your poison. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it's like a nail salon. It's like, what's the best nail salon to go to now? Because there's like 50,000 of them.
So true. It's so true.
You know?
Yeah, so, it's a saturated market now.
Yes, 100%. But I just, that's why I'm very critical about how I want to do this. I'm not just going to jump and do it just because, oh, I want to make more money. Like,
right.
I do want to make more money, but I want to take my time.
Money's not your driving factor.
No.
It's your passion behind it.
100%. Yes. But my passion, my true passion is literally giving the confidence to these women. Because I'm telling you, I tell people, I'm like, happy wife, happy life.
So true.
And I'm just saying, but that is very true.
It
like,
is so true.
To make a non-confident person feel confident is the greatest gift that you can give to anybody in this world. I don't care what anyone says. And that's why I think I love microblading and doing ombre eyebrows so much.
I totally agree.
So,
Ashley, it has been such a pleasure. Having you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Your very first podcast. What'd you think?
Absolutely amazing.
Do you have fun?
Yes.
I'm so glad.
I loved it.
Where can people find you? Where can they follow you? Can they book with you? Where can they find AMG? Give us all the details.
Okay. So I just opened my booking in April. So next booking will be in December and February. And I'm going to release that in September. So I will keep you guys posted if you watch my stories. I also will put it on my Instagram page. I do have two Instagrams. My business one is AMG Beauty Bar. And then my other personal, if you want to follow my personal life.
Which you should.
It's Ashley Marie Gallo. So I always tell people, if you ever forget, oh, what brand is it? Think of AMG the Mercedes.
Yes.
Maybe one day they'll sponsor me, we'll say.
Wait, weren't you driving an AMG for a little bit?
I wish.
Oh,
no.
You weren't? No. Well, I think you were.
No.
Maybe it's because every time I see you, have a new Audi.
I've been on the Audi kick the last like 5 years, literally, I'll be honest with you. My Audis are like my favorite, but I definitely want an AMG Mercedes one day. That's like my goal.
Why do you think you have one? Maybe it's because of your initials, but I really thought you did.
No, but it's a good thing to remember me by, so.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Ashley, thank you so much. You're
thank
please
you.
Come back on anytime. I'd love to have you.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.